January 10th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, peace comes to the heart when the soul abandons himself to me. Selfish ambition yields a restless heart. The heart that is not at peace does not trust in me and my provision. Such a one is continually aspiring to that which is not his to have. The bad fruit of selfishness is lack of peace in the world around such a heart. The selfish, ambitious heart opposes the good that others are trying to achieve. He aspires to selfish goals and more power. In your country, this is being played out in your House of Representatives by those who will not acknowledge the good that is being accomplished, but proposes to keep it from happening again, unless they have a bigger part in it. Such leaders do not look beyond their own pride. Children, you must not support such convoluted thinking that serves to weaken your nation for the sake of selfish ambition on the part of a few. Good leaders serve those they represent, not themselves. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 6 through 11. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for it is because of these things that the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not associate with them. For once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.